Get ready. The pole shift is about to happen. Maybe even today. First, the magnetic North Pole is racing towards Siberia fast. Second, an axis shift can't be too far behind. Or so they say on YouTube. Should you be scared? Of course, if you listen to YouTube. Should you buy water and meals ready to eat? Get out of the cities? Head for the bunkers? We'll talk about it in podcast 796, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Pole shift! Dead ahead! I don't drink the tap water in my town. I have lived in this place that I live now for at least 5 years, and I don't think I've ever had a drink of water out of the tap. I've made coffee with tap water, but that ended very quickly because it made terrible tasting coffee. So taste is an issue, and then if you actually start thinking about it, there are possible pollution issues from decades ago in most of the suburbs around the Twin Cities. Also, toxins that are odorless, tasteless, and colorless that are in the water to make it safe, supposedly. So what I do is I drink bottled water, and I spend a lot of money, too much money on bottled water, and I buy the cheapest bottled water I find. And so there are issues with bottled water as well. So it is time to purify the water right from the source. And the solution to this is the Water Butler water purification systems. It can make your tap water more pure and better tasting than bottled water, which is amazing when you stop and think about it. And it's affordable. First of all, Water Butler can set you up with a water purification system that will cover your whole house. So showers, all the taps in the whole house, or they can put something that's really affordable right underneath your sink so you can get water out of the tap for coffee and to drink for lunch and dinner and breakfast and so forth whenever you want. So here's what you do. Call Joe Burr at the Water Butler Water Purification Systems at 763-286-8328. That's 763-286-8328. If you live in St. Louis Park, Rogers, Maple Grove, Edina, Plymouth, or Minnetonka, or anywhere there have been issues with water and groundwater and water purification, call Joe Berg at the Water Butler, 763-286-8328. It's time to purify your water right from the source with the Water Butler. 68 years of experience with plumbing, so there can be no issues with that. 30 years of experience with water filtration systems. They're great guys. 763-286-8328. 763-286-8328. Click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com or visit masterplumbermn.com. End your dependence on bottled water forever today. Well, you've heard me say I hate my printer because I hate paying for print cartridges because they are so expensive at the big box retailers for office supplies. Guess what? Cartridge World in Maple Grove can save you up to 30% compared to the big box stores, and Cartridge World cartridges are guaranteed to perform as good as new. You've heard me say it. I personally think they're better than new. Free delivery on qualifying orders. Cartridge World in Maple Grove off of Weaver Lake Road between Dairy Queen and Subway. Ask for Jason. He will hook you up. 763-420-6632 or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. So just recently, there have been a ton of videos show up on YouTube from all over the place about this impending doom that's going to be caused by several different things, and they're almost all conflated. In other words, they're all put together and connected, and they're fascinating to view, but I cannot vouch for any of the of these videos in terms of them being scientifically correct or true. And I have some theories about it, but here's some examples of what is out there right now on this impending pole shift.
Our planet is surrounded by a magnetic field. It is thought to arise from the electric currents generated by Earth's core, a solid iron ball surrounded by a liquid metal. Earth's north magnetic pole is moving fast and in an unexpected way, baffling scientists involved in tracking its motions.
Could you live without your smartphone, internet, your car, Netflix, or even anything that runs on electricity, including your toilet? Well, some scientists say we need to start preparing for what will happen after Earth's poles finish shifting.
Earth's north magnetic pole is moving at a heightened pace away from Canada and towards Siberia.
Guys, there's a lot of information I want to give you because simply I want to round up this year and I want to let you know exactly where we all stand with regards to where the poles are right now, and, you know, how long is left before we hit that all-important 40 degrees. For those that don't know why 40 degrees is important, because many years ago we started doing a lot of experiments, and we found that by, you know, heating up certain magnetic material, it lost its ability. We also found a lot about the weak and strong magnetic field lines, and when usually a magnetic material goes out of its 40 degree region, it then reverses at that point. So it leaves the strong field lines, which keeps it in a slowly migrating pattern, and it enters the weak field lines where it picks up rapidly and goes into a reversal.
Scientists have detected a dramatic change in the Earth's magnetic field. The core's ability to generate the field seems to be faltering.
Today, something very strange is going on with the Earth's magnetic field.
So as near as I can tell, and I don't follow this stuff anymore. I used to follow this stuff when I was younger, like 15, 16, 12, pretty extensively. And also at another point when I was in my early 30s. So I have followed this, but I haven't recently, and I forgot a lot of things. And some of these videos bring it back, but it's very interesting to me how this stuff shows up on YouTube as this is going to happen, and it's going to happen tomorrow, and it could happen at any moment, and so forth. So this is basically what they are saying. The Earth has a magnetic north and south pole. It also has an actual north and south pole that it rotates around that are stationary, basically. The Earth is also tilted at a 23-degree angle. This is what gives us the seasons. The magnetic poles wobble. They have never been steady. Actually, the axis orbit also is wobbly, depending on what's going on, but they don't wobble as much as the magnetic poles. So these measurements are like a globe. So you might remember, if you are of a certain age, you grew up in a, you know, when you were growing up, when you went to school, there was a globe in the classroom. I don't even know if they put globes in classrooms anymore. They should, but you had a globe that showed the Earth and all the countries of the Earth. And then it was on this metal thing that you could unclip and move around from 40 degrees to 0 degrees to whatever. And that is usually clipped at 23 degrees to show the Earth's orbit as it orbits on this axis, which is actually tilted. And so that's the first thing people have to understand. So there are two poles that we are talking about. And you'll also see videos that say, the Earth has four poles. Again, we have two poles. We have a magnetic pole, north and south, and we have a geomagnetic pole, north and south, that's stationary. That's the rotational pole, all right? It's hard to say that in radio or in spoken word because I can't show you. But recently, it's the magnetic pole, the magnetic north pole, that has been drifting slightly outside of the usual wobble towards Siberia. Now, I have seen people on YouTube say it is a northwestern drift. I have heard others say that it is a southeastern drift. But basically, it's from somewhere in the Arctic where the North Pole was, which was around Canada, has moved consistently towards Siberia. And to my understanding, a movement towards Siberia is actually northwest towards Siberia from where we are in North America. So maybe I was reading something in Europe or something. I don't know. And some people have said this is why the Arctic is melting, and there's a lot of, you know, speculation around that. So recently, going back to like 2000 through 2015, the magnetic North Pole has begun to shift much more quickly to the point where now it is shifting rapidly at 34 kilometers per year or more this year toward Siberia. So this has now kicked up a lot of interest. Even NASA has put out advisories on how this is affecting GPS and compass equipment on your smartphone or handheld device. And somewhere here I have the NASA thing that they sent out, they emailed out. And the actual words, the words say that the Earth's North Magnetic Pole is racing away from Canada toward Siberia. And then it talks about this green line that you can see, which if you don't have any reference, you don't know what it means. But it says that basically the pole is moving with surprising and accelerating motion in recent decades. So that's the nature, and that is the impetus for suddenly all this stuff. Somebody wrote a book about this movement, and that has been picked up by all these people on YouTube. And, you know, I'll play you some more examples before we're done with all this. And I'm kind of struggling with all this because here's the thing about all these videos. They're very dense. And if you're not up on this stuff, it's very hard to know whether the person that's doing it knows what they're talking about or not. A lot of times, it's some sort of prophecy video channel, and what they do is they just take a bunch of news stories and edit them together, and the headline is "Pole Shift Happening Tomorrow. Watch out, take cover," or something like that. So a lot of it has to do with titles that are clickbait, and then it's just nonsense, or it's really dense and you can't keep track of it. So that's what is going on. The magnetic pole is shifting. Now, as far as I can tell, the threshold for a significant move toward Siberia is about 40 degrees, and we would be getting pretty close to that mark now. Now, remember, we're talking about degrees versus kilometers. So when I say 34 kilometers, I'm not confused. The mark, in other words, the significant, a significant movement, a movement where it would cause people to be concerned, is about 40 degrees. And there are hundreds of YouTubers, and you're going to see lots of news stories developing because they're going to run out of stuff to talk about, you know, with politics, and then they're going to shift to this stuff because it's really interesting. But you're going to see a lot of news stories about the impending pole shift. Which pole? And we're talking about the magnetic poles. And I'm going to tell you why we're getting confused about the poles in a second. Now, again, the pole, the magnetic pole, flip about every 700,000 years. It seems to be happening more often in Earth time. So we could be due for a magnetic pole shift. And I hate to say scientists, but scientists say a magnetic pole shift is in the offing when the magnetic field around the Earth begins to weaken, which it has been weakening since 1850 and getting weaker at a faster rate recently. When you have a weak magnetic pole, you're more susceptible to sun radiation. You're more susceptible to energy that is being fired from the sun toward the Earth, because the magnetic field is what protects us from being burned away by the sun, basically by radiation. What's unique about the last round of videos is that they are predicting that the actual axis of the Earth could shift as much as 20 degrees to a 43-degree tilt, because they say the axis, the actual geographic axis, generally follows the magnetic pole. So you see, you have two pole shift predictions. Some of the videos are about the magnetic pole shift. Some of the videos are about the axis shift, which follows a pole shift, theoretically, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. And others are, charlatan, or they put those two things together. In other words, they conflate those two things. They also conflate climate change. They conflate weather events, which may or may not have anything to do with this, and other things. And the idea is that part of the reason that the weather is getting more extreme, supposedly, is it or isn't it? I don't know, is because of this magnetic field issue. And if you do research on it, you'll see what I'm talking about. And yes, the South Pole has also been shifting, although I don't know by how much. Now, this is going to scare the hell out of a lot of people. And so we're going to talk about a little bit about the fun part of this in the second half of this podcast. What do you do if you're injured, whether you're working or at play? Do you handle the insurance and workers' comp claims by yourself? Well, the truth is, it might be a good idea to have somebody like John D. Scott of Hoffman, Hamer & Associates help you out. John is a great personal injury lawyer. Here's his number. You might want to file this away, or at least remember that John's banner is at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com, 952-683-1351. So, he often shares stories when I talk with him about, some of the cases that he's been working lately. An accident usually comes without warning. That's why they call them accidents. Just recently, a client of his was a truck driver unloading the truck. So he's in the back of the truck, and the guy driving the forklift actually came down on the top of his head with the blade of the forklift, and he wasn't killed, but he has obviously issues with this thing coming down on his head, and there was a huge gash in the top of his head. He showed me a picture of it. It was unbelievable. And John is helping this guy get his life back. And, you know, it's a thicket, because the thing about it is a lot of times companies don't want to pay, or they will tell you that they have procedures you're supposed to follow and everything else. Get a personal injury attorney and get what you have coming to you. That's basically the best advice. That is advice from John D. Scott at Hoffman, Hamer & Associates. You can call them at 952-683-1351. 952-683-1351. John is very dry, great sense of humor, but he is meticulous when it comes to preparing a case and figuring out how to help you get your life back and get what you got coming to you. Click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com or visit jdsinjurylaw.com. There's a contact page there for you to share the details of your problems with John D. Scott, personal injury attorney at Hoffman, Hamer & Associates. And thanks, John, for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcasts. Now, this is the part of the podcast that's an easy talker, meaning that I'm just talking off the top of my head. So if I say something that's incorrect, don't freak out. Check it out for yourself. If I say something that doesn't sound right, or if I get confused and say the same thing twice, forgive me. But I'm going to talk off the top of my head. So as I said earlier, I used to be super interested in this stuff when I was a kid. A lot of the material that is around on this thing that I'm going to talk about has been around since at least the 1940s, with a resurgence in the 1970s. And now, 40 years later, we're having another resurgence of these predictions about the poles and magnetic fields and how the Earth actually functions and how planets actually function and so forth and so on. And I'm going to tell you where some of this stuff comes from. But just so everyone understands, there are two poles, north and south, or in the parlance of some, there are four poles. There's two poles, north and south, okay? I don't mean that there's two poles north and south. There are two types of poles, north and south. There is a north and south magnetic pole, and there is a north and south geomagnetic pole. Just so you know, here's the definition. Geomagnetic poles are the antipodal points where the axis of this theoretical dipole intersects with the Earth's surface. Thus, unlike the magnetic poles, they always have an equal degree of latitude and supplementary degrees of longitude, respectively. In 2017, the latitude 80.5 degrees north, 80.5 south, longitude 72.8 west, 107.2 east. So there you go. And the geomagnetic pole is the one that is much more serious, because that's the one that actually is the tilt of the Earth in space at 23 degrees. The magnetic poles move, as you have heard, roughly every 700,000 years recently in Earth history. And that would not kill all human life. It would be difficult. It would cause a lot of problems. But the thing that would cause a lot of problems would be an actual pole flip, where the geomagnetic pole goes from 23 degrees to 40, or it dips and then comes back. How on earth could that happen? Where does this come from? And this is where I would like to try to advance the story a little bit. So there are two people that are very, very important, Velikovsky and Sitchin. Velikovsky, let me just play for you a quick bio of Velikovsky.
Emmanuel Velikovsky, Russian-born doctor and psychoanalyst, student of the sciences and humanities, founder and one-time editor of the Scripta Universitatis series, out of which grew the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. For the last 25 years, Dr. Velikovsky has been resident in the United States, where he has continued his studies and advanced his theories. His first book was titled Worlds in Collision, and that was followed by Ages in Chaos, Earth in Upheaval, and Oedipus and Akhenaten. Dr. Velikovsky's contention is that in the memory of man, the Earth has gone through great natural paroxysms. He's founded his theory on the ancient records of man from all over the world, on archaeological evidence in the form of ancient calendars that have become strangely obsolete, and on new and radical interpretations of information from astronomy, paleontology, paleomagnetism, and evolution.
So that's a bio of Velikovsky. Velikovsky is very, very controversial. I will post links. Much of what he has talked about has never been proven by the scientific community, and he has kicked up an awful lot of dust in his time, and there were several organizations created to propagate Velikovsky's ideas, and they have, you know, official-sounding names. And so you got to watch out for those because they have propagated a lot of Velikovsky's idea. Also, another person that propagated this idea that there would be rapid shifts in the geomagnetic poles was Edgar Cayce, who is a psychic. And there's been a lot of information about Cayce that is highly dubious. You know, I'm fascinated with Edgar Cayce. I've read several books about Edgar Cayce. The idea is that he's predicted how to cure every disease and has taught people how to access their Akashic records and everything else. This is very much New Age or, you know, metaphysical kinds of stuff. But Cayce is part responsible for this pole shift hypothesis, which is a fringe theory suggesting that there have been geologically rapid shifts in the relative positions of modern-day geographic locations of the poles and the axis of rotation of the Earth, creating calamities such as floods and tectonic events. Okay, where does Velikovsky come into all this? Velikovsky basically theorized that the Earth is an electromagnet and that the molten Earth is covered by a crust which isn't solid. It is essentially plastic. By that I mean that it is a thin sort of a veneer that holds that holds the tectonic plates underneath it, right? I think that's it. The idea is that when there's a pole shift, because the magnetic pole shifts, it causes changes in the magnetosphere, and there's all these issues, and the crust of the Earth actually becomes plastic or liquid. And when the crust of the Earth essentially liquefies, it doesn't actually liquefy, but it actually starts to float. And when that happens, the Earth wants to actually be in equilibrium, so it adjusts, and that's what the geomagnetic axis shift is all about, right? And so, again, this theory is very controversial, and it's presented most of the time on YouTube. This is presented as fact, and that this is the guy that came up with this, and he's an amazing person, and science is finally agreeing with him. Well, I don't know that that's true. And I want to caution people, and I think that's the source of a lot of these articles and YouTube videos that are coming up about a pole shift. The other part of it is Edgar Cayce lived in the late 1800s through about 19, I think he died in 1940 or 50, maybe that's a little late. The Cayce Institute is in Newport News, Virginia Beach, because he theorized that the Virginia Beach is the safest place to be in the event of this pole shift, that he predicted this pole shift would occur. He wanted his institute to be in Virginia Beach, and that's where it is, Virginia Beach, Virginia. I've never been there. I do want to go there someday. I have read several books on Cayce. I'm fascinated with Cayce, and I would urge people that are interested in, you know, metaphysical stuff to look into it. The other guy is Zachariah Sitchin. Sitchin wrote a series of books based on his research of Sumerian cuneiform tablets. I thought there was only one or two, but I think there are six or seven of these Sumerian cuneiform tablets, which supposedly tell a story of the pre-Egyptian society on Earth, which was, according to Sitchin, the highest civilization. So the Sumerian civilization was the highest civilization that had ever been achieved on Earth, and it preceded Egypt by I don't know however many thousand years. Sitchin is the guy who introduced this concept that there is a planet out there on an elliptical orbit that's a 3,120 something year orbit around and through our solar system, and that this planet is massive and produces all sorts of magnetic problems when it comes closer to the Earth. And this is where the the people, let's just say, the gods who created human beings on Earth to dig for gold in pre-Sumerian civilization, or when there wasn't civilization, but they created, this is Sitchin's theory, not mine, they used DNA tools to splice their own version of CRISPR, to splice genes from their people and apes on this planet, and they were able to have these guys dig for gold, and that was the beginning of the current Earth Age, basically the age of Homo sapiens. Has it been confirmed by science? Well, Sitchin is also very controversial. None of his theories have ever been proven. Both Velikovsky and Sitchin have taken steps to avoid peer review by removing bibliographies and other things and references from their papers. So this is very controversial stuff. So this is all the proto stuff that preceded, for instance, Art Bell, who used to have people on the air all the time talking about Sitchin and Velikovsky, especially YouTube, which is now these videos about this pole shift and impending doom are proliferating. And if you listen to my podcast, you know that every now and then I love to pull stuff off of YouTube and throw it up so that people are aware of these crazy predictions, which never come true. But this one is very interesting. At the very least, a magnetic pole shift, which means that your compass would be pointing south when you pointed it towards Canada and north when you pointed it towards Australia. That's what it means. And it would cause a lot of problems. I don't believe the people who say that the electrical systems wouldn't work, the GPS systems wouldn't work, the telephones wouldn't work. If there was no damage to those systems, I don't see why they couldn't be adjusted relatively. It reminds me of the Y2K thing where the world was going to end because Bill Gates forgot to fix a line of code in all of the computers that ran Microsoft, whatever it was, Windows 95 across the world, and that on New Year's Eve 1999 to 2000, that was going to be the end. The ATMs were going to stop working. There are going to be riots. And I will never forget Art Bell, who invested everything in this theory, and Gary North, one of his regular guests, invested this, everything they had in this theory that all hell was going to break loose on New Year's Eve 1999 going into the 2000s, and virtually nothing happened. And I still remember standing in the kitchen at my wife's parents' house with the television on. We were getting ready to go to a party, and my mom was there, and it was 1999, and I had brought a backpack full of water and MREs and everything else in preparation for this calamity that was going to happen. And I watched the new year be rung in Russia or China or wherever, who's ahead of us by 6 or 7 hours, because it was about 6 or 7 o'clock, and nothing happened. And I thought, well, that's the end of that. Nothing's going to happen. And then when I got back from the party, it was about 11:30, and I ran upstairs, turned on the radio, and listened to Art Bell just sound horribly depressed that the world wasn't ending and that everything was fine. There's no lines at the ATMs. There are no riots. Everything seems fine. And I feel like that's the day that Art Bell's show jumped the shark, because that's when we all figured out that most of the stuff these people were talking about was nonsense. And I had a couple of friends that said, there's so much money in the world, they're not gonna risk all the money in the world on some line of code in Windows 95 failing. That could have been famous last words as well, but it turned out that that is exactly what happened. So here's what I think is fun, and then I'll close with this, because I think this is just really exciting. So a magnetic pole shift is one thing. It wouldn't be the end of the world. But if the magnetic pole shift activated the electromagnetic stuff and that crust liquefied and became plastic, and the crust of the Earth began to shift and the Earth began to try to struggle to maintain equilibrium, and we drifted 20 degrees plus or 40 degrees plus, so that instead of a 23 degree tilt now, the planet would dip down to a 40 plus degree tilt. and there would be hurricanes and major storms and huge amounts of destruction. The inlands would be inundated. But the best part of all, for those of you from Minnesota, this is, so my understanding is if we're going to drift northwest, so in other words, if the actual axial pole, the geomagnetic pole of North Pole, is going to move northwest, that would dip the western part of the United States all the way to Minnesota to the equator and slightly below. So we would basically be equatorial in Minnesota, which means Duluth would become a warm weather resort. Minneapolis and St. Paul would become a warm weather resort. And the best part of all is that they say that if this were to occur, it would be unexpected, and it would take as quick, it could happen as quickly as one afternoon. We could wake up that day, go to work, and by 2 p.m., the Earth would have shifted and the entire world, and then you would be without electricity. It would be a completely new situation. And I think it would be fascinating. And I think if you could survive that, it would be a fascinating experience just to ride that plastic crust all the way down to 42 or 40 degrees tilt, and to experience the, especially if it happened in the winter in Minnesota, if suddenly, you know, you'd see all the snow melt, and the temperatures would go from, you know, 15 degrees to 95 degrees, and the humidity would go from 10 or 20% to 80%. It would be great. It would be for the whole world, would be one hot yoga class. It would be fantastic. So I look at this stuff and I try to think of it in a fun way. I don't think anything's going to happen. I think we could have a magnetic pole shift. I think we'll have fair warning that it's going to happen. I don't think the magnetic pole is going to shift too rapidly. If it does, there's going to be a lot of weather issues. But be very careful of these predictions on YouTube. Now, the last thing I'll say is this, and maybe I should address this in another podcast. I think a lot of it is propaganda. Initially, a lot of these videos came from Russia Today. And I think if you're a Chinese or a Russian propagandist, putting out this kind of stuff and putting it out with a certain degree of density of facts and figures and information that's impossible to check. So when you listen and watch these videos, it's impossible to check all the facts as it goes. You just kind of have to watch it. What is this guy who's in Australia with a... some equipment that supposedly is hooked up and it's saying these things. What's his experience? What's his knowledge? How is he qualified to calibrate the equipment and so on? Who's this guy that's doing this? Now, a couple of these channels, the one that I think of in particular is called the Wind Channel, WIND, which is a channel that's predicting, they pulled all of the alien stuff and the pole shift and everything else into theoretical religious or evangelical prophecy. And that's suspect immediately. And some of these videos are like 45 minutes long and they're very entertaining. But if you watch them and when you see these news stories, because they're going to spawn more information and more stories. So if RT says this loud enough and long enough, pretty soon NBC News is going to pick it up. And the BBC has already done stuff on it. And so they'll say, nothing to worry about, folks. And that's going to cause people to go, oh, they're lying to us. Because one of the problems in our society today is you can't say anything without somebody pushing back and then furious fact-checking, and people get angry and they're attacking every little thing. You can't be pro or against anything because it produces this extremely negative reaction. And I believe we are very susceptible to this kind of propaganda because we are becoming much more symbolic people. A long time ago, I had a theory that, if you recall, the first shift from regular old MS-DOS to Windows, and the first shift from the Apple computer basic language to what they used to program the Mac, which was a version of Linux. You used icons. And I theorize that as we become more iconic and more iconically oriented, we will start communicating in iconic ways, in visual ways, rather than using language. One of the things about English in terms of its use is it's more precise. It has a little bit more precision. Latin also has precision, but you know, the English language is very precise, and language in general can be very precise. When you start using symbols instead of language, then you start to become, I believe, very symbolic and thus very superstitious. So I think we are shifting to a much more superstitious and symbolic society where people communicate through symbols. They communicate through pictures. They communicate through hand gestures, and they believe things which may or may not be true. You know, we communicate energetically. You know, we communicate. I know what you're thinking. I'm clairaudient or whatever. But we aren't using the precision of language, and we're not using the precision of logic. We tend to take flights of fancy. I worry about this stuff because, first of all, if there is a geomagnetic pole shift, most of us will not survive. So the last thing you'll see is the volcano, and then you'll be in it, and that'll be the end of it. You won't even know what happened until if you go somewhere, they tell you, oh yeah, well that's what happened. So the fantasy about writing it down to, you know, 40 degrees and living in equatorial paradise, let's hope it can happen for me, but it might not. So if that happens, you're not going to have to worry about it. All bets are off. If it's a magnetic pole shift, well, that's going to be very interesting to see. And there will be all sorts of interesting things. Aurora Borealis, there will be storms, there will be, you know, electrical storms. There'll be all kinds of interesting things. You'll know that it's happened. It won't be a surprise, but it won't kill everybody. It will be a lot more interesting than Donald Trump serving fast food to the Clemson athletes, for example, or what Nancy Pelosi did today. It will be, you know, one of those events that challenges society as a whole. So I'm not afraid of that. In fact, I'm actually interested in that because at least we'd be moving down the road. But I am concerned about the symbolic communication and the fear that these kinds of videos are generating. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Well, if you're getting ready to make yourself a bunker, you probably want some steel products, some manufactured products in that bunker to make sure that it works right. And so, if you're preparing for the end of the world, DepoStar is a great option for you. They are a manufacturing company right here in the United States. What do? They do American manufacturing, engineering, and design, and they're great. DepoStar, visit their website at depostar.com, DepoStar.com, or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. Well, you know, I really have only one thing I want to say because I usually do this long and involved thing. Thank you, Ed Nass, by the way, for sending me $40. That's going to go right into the gas fund. Hopefully, we'll be heading out pretty soon. But I want to say that the Bob Davis Podcast is now on Spotify. So for you guys who are using Androids, I kind of think Spotify might work better than Stitcher.com. I've heard a lot of issues with Stitcher. Stitcher, Blog Talk, and I don't know if Spreaker does it, but a lot of these companies insert ads. I think Spotify's architecture for doing that is a little bit better. I've listened to my podcast on Spotify, and there were no ads in it other than the ones I do. So the other option is TuneIn, and TuneIn works with Alexa. So if you have Alexa, you can use TuneIn to get the Bob Davis podcasts. And of course, I appreciate the likes and the shares. Especially the shares on Facebook, which really helps me, and the retweets on Twitter, although I really don't care about Twitter. I can't figure it out. And I don't want to. And I appreciate the donations for the Bob Davis Podcast mobile unit and mobile podcasting at thebobdavispodcasts.com. All right, let's wait and see if the Earth is going to shift on its axis, and then we'll have a big party when it's 95 degrees in January.